You're listening to The Body Uncovered. I'm Michelle Bond, exercise physiologist and published researcher serving clients since 1999. If you want to dig past the magazine headlines and learn how the body actually works, I'll show you how to develop a can-do attitude with a body that you can depend on. Stay tuned and let's get uncovered. Welcome, everyone. So great to be back with you. This is Michelle Bond, your host for The Body Uncovered. I'm very excited about today's episode because we're going to uncover what functional training really is. Well, you've heard about it many, many times, and everyone has a different take on what it is and what kind of movements a program should incorporate. Well, we're here today to discuss the real meaning of what functional exercise really is. It is not a series of movements that necessarily mimic movements in daily life. I mean, it could be like a squat pattern in the gym to help you sit down properly without kerplunking into a chair. I don't ever want you to do that. We need to use control, as that is a functional pattern, but that's not the whole picture. So before I explain the whole picture, let me briefly talk about how the body functions in terms of muscular recruitment to execute the numerous configurations of movement. Okay, this is a concept that rarely, if ever, is talked about in mainstream commercial fitness arenas. Well, I want to tell you about this. I find this very interesting, and I'm trying to find some posters of this to hang up in my Santa Monica studio, and I can't find them anywhere. But there are four subsystems of the body that define how muscles function together, as in, say, a functional exercise. So keep that in mind. The first subsystem is the posterior oblique system. Lots of words, but basically it connects the latissimus dorsi, or the lats, from one side of the body, let's say the right side, to the left gluteus maximus, or the glutes. So what this means is that in life, the opposite lat and glute function together, function as in functional exercise, to produce a movement you make in life. So functional exercise is really an exercise that enlists the lats and glutes to fire together, to wire that together. Wire together meaning the nervous system gets practice firing those muscles together for more efficient movement. So an example would be, the next time you do a glute bridge on the mat, instead of just lifting through the heels and lifting the body, why don't you try pushing your straight arms down into the mat to activate the lats? And that's a functional exercise. So you are increasing the likelihood of those muscles to fire together properly when needed in everyday life. So does that make sense? So a functional exercise in this case would be any exercise that focuses on the lat and glute muscles firing together to produce a movement. I'll give another brief example. Another subsystem is the anterior oblique system. So the first one was posterior, I mean behind the back of the body. Anterior oblique system is the front. So this is the internal and external obliques on the side of the body, connecting the adductor complex of the other leg. So this is the rib cage area-ish, kind of that area, on a diagonal, say on the right side of the body, together with the inner thigh of the left side, so the left leg. So what's going to happen here are exercises that enlist the focus on those would be a functional exercise. So an example would be a standing rotation with a cable or tubing where you are standing in a split stance. So like say your right foot in front of the left and you're rotating to the side that your leg is in front. So if you have the left leg in front and the right leg in back, so the left leg's in front, you're going to rotate from the right to left side and focus on the contraction of the inner thigh of that left leg and the right part of the trunk as you rotate. So this is like a diagonal system working together. Now, that if you work it that way in the gym or at home, wherever you're at, you're, again, wiring those muscle groups together to fire together in real life for other movements you're going to do. Of course, this is going to help you get focused on the body and reduce your chances of injury, but moreover, make your exercises more results focused. Now, there are two more subsystems, the deep longitudinal subsystem and the lateral subsystem. But those are a little bit more complicated to explain here. But the purpose of this episode is to explain that functional exercises are really meant to work on how the muscles should function together or work together. In other words, training in the gym or at home should incorporate some of these themes so that you are training, or should I say, firing up muscles that should work together. And we do this because when you are exercising, you want to train the body in how it works in everyday movement. So think about the configurations that you put your body in every day, like getting in the car or twisting to get something on the side of the refrigerator, lifting a child, getting a heavy box down from a shelf, or lifting a bag into the overhead compartment on an airplane. There's not a lot of room there. Those are the movements that really define our life and maybe an injury. So we need to try to get certain muscles to fire together to define better movement in our bodies. Now, a word of caution, a functional exercise is not planking or balancing on one foot. Okay, you are using the inner unit or core as it's said out there, but it's not enlisting muscles that should fire together in a dynamic way or a way that you move. Stationary firing is decent, but not the whole picture. So I hope you are encouraged to seek out more functional exercises to incorporate in your life. If you want help with that, please reach out to me. I can help you understand your own body mechanics with my Kinesiogram proprietary body movement evaluation system. So if you're in the Southern California region, stop by my Santa Monica location for a complimentary consultation. You can call me first, 310-720-7257. If you're far away, we can do this online as well. But the bottom line is contact me for this opportunity for you to get more information on the house. Also, if you're so inclined to help me keep this programming going, I do have a donate button in the show notes. It helps keep the content coming and to serve others in this arena. Okay, everyone, I hope you have found this information valuable and useful for yourself. For more information, you can always visit michellebond.com, michellebond.com. It explains the kinesiogram process and options. All right, until next time, stay positive, stay moving, and stay uncovered.
This podcast and related materials is for general informational purposes only and is not meant to be a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek medical clearance before starting any exercise program. The user assumes all risk. Until next time, stay uncovered.